Cassandra Goldie joins us now, the Chief Executive of ACOS, the Australian Council of Social Services. I can't actually see you, Cassandra, but I'm looking around the computer screen at you.
As is normal, I can hear you, Mark.
How does this budget affect the disadvantaged?
Well, look, overall, we agree with this observation from Mr. Bowen that we've still got some very savage cuts that have been locked in again in this budget that were left over from last year's budget, the cuts to family payments, almost $1 billion in community services cuts and health and education. Look, in terms of new measures, there's definitely some better direction here. I mean, we were very pleased to see the change on the age pension, and we've got a further sort of tightening of eligibility around the income test there, so that is welcome. The missing in action is the superannuation, you know, tax concessions. That is another very important part of that. So hopefully out of this budget, we will finally see the government take on the retirement income system as a whole, because structurally we have to retarget those tax concessions if over time we're going to reduce the pressure on the pension in any event. I must say, look, this families package, great to see, you know, $3.5 billion investment in childcare, but we've got a very generous approach at the high end, and now the government wants to fund the package partly by, you know, cuts to the family payments, which are those payments so crucial for the lowest income families. We cannot accept that is the way that we should now be funding important investment in childcare. I must say, we are very concerned also about jobs growth. I mean, whatever we do, we're pleased to see a government, you know, now having a stronger focus on effective youth employment strategy, you know, wage subsidies. This is something the Business Council, the ACTU and ourselves have called for the government to do more on. And an important change in direction in terms of this idea that you just cut young people off from income support and miraculously that job will appear. I don't know why they insist on even the four-week period. Honestly, Mark, I just go, what are we going to do here for those people that can't, young people that can't feed themselves?
What about the budget logjam? Where do you stand on all of this? I saw Michael Cheney from Wesfarmers urging the Senate to do something to stabilise the economy by passing this budget, and presumably since it's in lockstep with last year's. Do you sympathise with that?
I sympathise with the fact that we've got to do the structural work on a sustainable revenue base. But business has to recognise that these cuts that we're talking about that are stopped in the Senate have been stopped for a reason, because they are harsh and are particularly ensuring low income families and individuals are again carrying all the burden of budget repair. Well, you know, the government wants to go more carefully on tax reform, negative gearing, capital gains, super taxes. Okay, but whilst we do this work on the tax agenda, the government needs to back off from these very harsh measures. We support this pathway back to surplus, but it's got to be done in a measured, structural way. And what they did with paid parental leave, that does not look like measured structural reform.
Thank you very much, Cassandra Goldie.